Okay? So I'd like to finish up the siman on the Dabar Chorev today, if we can. Bez Hashem. Yesterday we discussed really the two sugyas relating to the matter of Dabar Chorev. The sugya Bas and Chulin, Kufir Alf and Beis, and all the Beis and Aleph, which talks about Dabar Chorev and indicates that the Kula of Nat Barnat does not apply to Dabar Chorev. That's the topic here. So the Dabar Chorev, there's no Nat Barnat. There's no, the fact that there's something in between, so to speak, is nullified by the fact that the Dabar Chorev pulls it out. It's as if it's pulling out the Etzem flavor itself and not coming from an intermediary, so to speak. Then that's the sugi here. The sugi on Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Tes, the sugi there is talking about the issue of Ben Yomo. And the sugi, we usually assume that once something is Eino Ben Yomo, so whatever flavor it gives off is Tam Lefgam. It's a negative flavor, and therefore we have a cool of those and Tam Lefgam. But the Gemara mentions there that something called Chiltis, which was this type of fruit that was very, very sharp, very, bitter, sharp, sharp tasting. So then the kula didn't apply, and Tosas over here by us wonders whether the sugyas are linked. You know, so Tosas says Tzorachim, the Tosas in Source 5, Kufi Beis and Aleph. Tosas says Tzorachim, Asakin Mekunach Vein Ben Yomo. If we're dealing in our case, the guy who's cut the radish, right? But it was clean and it was not a Ben Yomo. So then, does the Dabar Chorev make a difference? That was the question. Tosas kind of left a little bit open as to what the relationship, so to speak, between two sugyas. What the relationship in two sugyas is. We discussed also the machlokas Rishonim about two different machlokas Rishonim, but the one machlokas Rishonim with Rashbo and the Ra'oa, 2 days in the Ritva, and the machlokas the Ra'oa and the Rashbo is what is it that is different in the sugya and Avodah Zarah, and why we're concerned over there. So the one opinion is that the issue is that on a knife you have shamnunis, you have residue on a knife. It's not always noticed. They didn't even wash a knife so thoroughly there. Truth is, it's hard sometimes. Today we have these type of sponges or, what do you call them? I don't know, type of washcloths. What do they call washing?
Steel wool, I'm saying.
Steel wool, for sure. But even without steel wool, you have now, this type of sponge, but it's thin. You can use it on Shabbos. It's just, but it's abrasive somewhat, and so you can scrape it off. But it's harder to get off a knife in those days, yeah.
If it's not going to come off with that, then why are we concerned that it's going to come off when you're cutting a piece of food? Meaning, if it's that stuck on, then it should be that stuck on even when you're cutting food. It wouldn't come off.
So I'm saying they didn't clean it. They didn't clean it.
Right.
It stayed there. So the question, but there was always
but
that
flavor. It was so hard to get off. Then
I don't know if it was hard to get off or they just didn't do it, because I'm not sure it was impossible to get off. But, and again, that could be the way the Dabar Chorev interacts with it as it pulls it off. The same way salt pulls out, we thought of the sugar, there's a parallel to salt, pulling out dam. So somehow that activates it. But the idea is they're talking only about a sakin that has, it's going to some Rishonim, they're only talking about a sakin that has this shamnunis on it. Whereas other Rishonim disagree and say no. And that the swar behind that is that with, the sugar and Avodah Zarah, that once something became nosan tam l'shvach, so it can't be resurrected, you can't now change it to nosan tam l'shvach. Right, that's how the Ra'oa says. That's how the Ritva seems to prefer. He brings both days. The Ritva is in Avodah Zarah Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. So the Rashba disagrees. Rashba and Rabbi Yonah disagrees. Says no, that they're talking about even clean knives. Again, the Chenvani, the shopkeeper, cleans his knives and so on. And basically, the sharpness can, the word I used yesterday was reinvigorate. Okay, can reinvigorate the flavor and make it into a Ben Yomos. That was a machlokas Rishonim we saw. Then we also saw again at the very end of that, I don't know if I explained it clearly, the Tshuvas HaRashbo, okay, which we saw the Rashbo in the Taras HaBayis and the Bayis HaKotzer and the Bayis Mishmeres HaBayis presented a sheet that then I showed you as Tshuvas HaRashbo, which are brought in for a different reason. The Tshuvas HaRashbo was based on Pisachei Tshuva at the end of the previous sentence of Mitzari Hei, where the Pisachei Tshuva wondered whether the whole din of Dabar Chorev is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. So I pointed out, even though the Pisachei Tshuva leans to saying it's a din d'oraisa, and I don't understand this riot particularly, but I thought that the Rashbo in that Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Tov Tzadi Zayin in 15, where he's not talking about our issue is totally a different issue altogether. He happens to quote Rabbi Yonah, but not on the same topic. But then he mentions there that the question is, when we talk about Hagolas claim Midian, right, what are we worried about Kasher and Kalim after they conquered Midian and they had all these things? So wait 24 hours, everything is also in time of God and finished. Okay, that's the kasha, right? We discussed that in the past. So the Rashbah, the Tosis there suggests, well, maybe the guy used it for a davar charif. Okay, but the Rashbah doesn't like that answer because that would mean that the whole din of a davar charif is a din daraisa. So what? So apparently the Rashbah held it's not a din daraisa. Okay, that was just a side point. Now we had also the machlokas as to exactly how much, a three-way machlokas Hashanah, as to exactly how much the onion or the whatever the thing is, the flavor absorbs, is it could they klipa, could they natila, or could they kulo? Okay, we mentioned that machlokas as well. Anyway, that's what we said yesterday. So I'd like to turn to finish up this sugya with Anaf Dalad, who's on the 39 in the original source booklet, with the question of what exactly is called the Dabar Choref. Again, the Gemara there speaks only about chiltis. Again, which is an excessively sharp type of fruit. Okay, as we'll see, it apparently is not even healthy to eat it by itself. It gives you a hole in the stomach, like I guess an ulcer. You know, certain sharp foods, we know today, certain spicy foods, people are sensitive and so on and so on. Oh, they can smell that spicy food, gives you an ulcer. So the poskim there talk about this chiltas giving you a hole in the stomach. I don't know if it's exactly a hole, like an ulcer, the hole in the stomach. It's very, very sharp. Anyway, the this question of what is considered a davar charif is related to the question of, you know, the connection between the sugyas. Okay, in other words, because there the Gemara was only talking about chilta, so you could say that that's a sugi over there. It's got nothing to do with us, right? The special din by chilta is again, it came up. The chilta was cut by a goy. That was the issue, right? And that mission of different things, pasakum and so on. So, okay, so it could be if you hold that davar charif, you know, is limited in its expanse, so then, okay, so you don't really have to connect the two sugyas. They're talking there about chiltas, it's got nothing to do with us. The other thing, if the Gemara just giving chiltas as an example, the other thing is also, then you can talk about it. So we mentioned that was Tosas Kasha, really, right? The Tosas in the Chulin here, back in Source 5, on Kufi Beis Manal, Dirmasa Agam Chufa, what's Archean, you know, what's the story? So we saw that same Tosas mentioned not only Tzalom, but it mentioned Shuman, Kreshin, Ubetzelim, other vegetables. Definitely looks like it's more than just the Tznon that our Gemara mentioned. And I mentioned, I think, also the Rambam, at least as understood by the case of Mishnah, mentioned yesterday in Tosfos 25, the Rambam is in Perek Tes, of Hilchos Machalos Zoloch HaTes. The Rambam writes, Sakin Shechotach Babos HaTzliv Chazar V'chotach Batznon Uke Yotze Bo Mizvar Macharifin. The Rambam also seems to expand it beyond, okay, and again, the case of Mishnah are cutting other things in between. We'll come back there, but that's what it looks like in the Rambam also, that it's not just Tznon. So we look in Source 29, the Sefer HaTruma in Simon Samech, right? He says, Imkein tzorech lizor shelo yachtoch b'sakin choleves. You shouldn't use a milchig knife to cut lo shumin, lo betzalim, v'roshei kreishin. Again, garlic, onions, other things. Imrotza letitein imbos. If you want to use those things with flesh, then you shouldn't cut them with a milking knife. Why lefi shehein harifin v'domu letznon? Right? The Gemara's example is not limited to, the Gemara's case is not limited to radish, but these are things that are sharp and are similar to radish. Okay. Vim shogag. Lo sagi badoch. If by mistake you did shogag v'chotach, you did cut them up. It's not enough just to wash off the place. Shar nivla behem nispashe datam. It's spread it. That's a question. How far? Okay. You only have to worry about the amount of the example he was giving was a sakin cholevis, the amount of milkings that is absorbed in the knife. We explained yesterday, because at the moment of cutting with the, which again, it was his example, when you cut this onion or this garlic or whatever with the milking knife, so there was no issa was born yet. So you have a piece of garlic that absorbed milking. So what? So eat it with cheese, yeah. Right, there's no issa. The only issa comes once you mix it. So then shishim works. If you only need shishim against sasakin tama sakin a little bit yerek. Okay, avon chotcha b'sakin shal akum. But if you use the goy knife that had the bli of issa, goy's not there. That's a different story. Then you have to measure against the whole yerek because chatichanaz nevelin. So you need shishim. Then he writes on the fourth line v'yochol lios shein chilik b'sakin afilo eno ben yomo choshev k'ben yomo. So here, this is our issue. There could be that here with the knife, it doesn't matter if it's ben yomo or ain't a ben yomo. The ag of chorfer did stone. Oh, hayerek, the chorif machlikle. Okay, v'havel eshvach, k'darmin en gabe kurcha chilta shalakum. So he says, yochol lios. That's the suffix. Could be that here, again, Suga stressed the Suga Chun says nothing about Ena Ben Yoma. That's the Suga over there, in Avodah Zarah. And there you could say it's only Tomar Chiltis. But he says, like Tosus, Yochel Leos, it could be that it's going to be the same din. Just like over there by Chiltis, we said that even beyond Ben Yomo, it still is a problem. Okay, as they write, the Osir, Afagav, the Kleakum, Becheskos, Ena Ben Yoma, Stam Kalem, and not Ben Yomo. Okay? And it's also over there. So in this case could be true here too. The misafik, it's true. And at the end, he writes, "Abel Owen shall kafluto sukru cabbage, other things. Ena chazok and richmel oboy raka doch. If you cut those things with a milking knife, a non-chorif item, so then you don't have to worry because all you do is wash it off. There's no absorption of the flavor." The Beis Yosef quotes this sefer Truma. Okay, the Beis Yosef in Siman Sarivov and Oz Gimel 40 quotes this sefer Truma. And he writes, "Do atavlin chazak v'charif v'habi yomadok kibo beis zor v'gam pilpul." He talks really about the case. He's told him is what he inside. He says, "Tavlin shini docho medocho shabaser." Talking about you cut these. You know, again today you go to the store and you buy it's already ground up. You can buy ground garlic and everything. It's already crushed. It's called crushed garlic, right? You buy it straight up. In the old days, you bought the original thing and you self-crushed it. Okay, so you have a madocha as a crusher, a grinder. Okay, so if you have a grinder, which was used for meat, and now you want to grind up these vegetables, these things into onion powder, so then you can't use this onion powder with milk. The tavlin chazak v'charev, I mean madok mo beisor. Okay, we got pilpul and charif, and also hot pepper, as he writes. Okay, which is the same as radish, and lo shor machmas not pranat. Okay, but osmin shum tam mamish. That's what Beis Yosef says. So he extends it to pilpul and charif, and also the Rosh Perchesim and Lamed Aleph also quotes the Sefer Truma. Okay, and he writes the Truma said about the Ena Ben Yomo Yocholios could be right. The Rosh has no hesitation. Right, the Rosh writes in the second line there, Perchesim and Lamed, quoting the Sefer Truma, but he doesn't say Yocholios. Afilu Ena Sakin Ben Yomo Agav Churfei Disson Oyerek Mechayalev Avil Shvach Midirahava Kurcha Chutz Perkem Amidim. So I'm just pointing out that the Rosh, the way he quotes the Sefer Truma, I don't know if he's interpreting it that way or he feels that's where the Sefer Truma is leaning, or that's his own opinion, but whatever it is, he's saying that even Ena Ben Yomo doesn't help, the Kula doesn't help. That's what Tosus Mesupik about, the Sefer Truma said, Yochel Leos, he says it straight, even Ena's, Afilo Ena Sakin Ben Yomo. Okay, now he said, but Rabbeinu Meir, the Tamar Mutenberg, he says, Megamgin the Dogger, the Nero of the Ari Hocha Besakin Ben Yomo. The Meir is not so sure. He says, no, we're talking here about a sakim of Ben Yomo in our sugya. So that's a question. Do we have to extend it? It goes back to our issue of you know, how these sugyas interact. Okay? And again, as far as other vegetables, some quichos, cucumbers, and other things, all you got to do is scrape it. We'll come back to that afterwards. Okay, the Orchas Chaim mentions other things. Okay, you see that this Dabar Charef is expanded for sure. Is it expanded all the way to Chiltis, that meaning even Eino Ben Yomo is a problem? That's not clear. But for sure, in our sugya, when it says tzon, it doesn't only mean radish. We see that these Rishonim are expanding the definition of the Harif to other types of vegetables as well. Does it go all the way, mamish, like Chiltis, that therefore even Eino Ben Yomo doesn't help? That there's a little bit of a question about. Okay, the Rosh thinks it is, and Baram wasn't sure, Tosus wasn't sure. So the Orchas Chaim, in Hilchos Yisur Machos, Os Samech, right? So Lefi Darkei 42, Lefi Darkeinu, Lamadnu Mizeh, Shim Chotach Besakin Shal Goyim, Shestom Meluchman Shal Nuh Shal Nuvel Shal Trefes, Shal Ayan Dabar Shei Shal Charif, Gon Chotzir, again, it says the same thing, but Chotzir, Ubtzalam, Vishuma, Operos Chamutzim, fruits, we're talking about vegetables, we're talking about fruits, Kegon Tapuchim, apples. Now, I'm not sure.
We talked about this.
We want to talk about this. Apples really mean apples.
Right.
Okay, now, the truth is there are what we call sour apples. There are apples that are sharp. I mean, even on the regular apple. Again, in Biblical Hebrew, it's how I mentioned back when, in Biblical Hebrew, it's highly unlikely that tapuach means an apple. It's not a fruit. When it says in Shir HaShirim, tachas ha-tapuach ha-raticha, or the Medrash says that in Mitzrayim, you know, the women went out to the field and then they had babies by the trees and so on and so forth, and therefore we're supposed to have tapuach in our charoses. Okay, so we translate tapuach as apple, right? But the tapuach literally means just puffed, tofeach, right? Puffed up fruit, like an orange is tapuach zahav, or potatoes tapuach adama, right? Oranges tapuach is sort of tapuach adama. Potatoes tapuach adama. It doesn't do with apples, it's just a puffed up fruit. So apples are not indigenous to that part of that climate, to that part of the world. Today, of course, you can do whatever you want, but I mean, at that time, so apples probably doesn't mean apple. Adam and Eve, and despite Michelangelo's painting, did not eat an apple. We call an apple, right? Because that's how they translated tapuach, but that's a more modern translation. The Gemara has different opinions of what Adam and Chava ate, what the Eitz Hadas was. None of them is what we call an apple. Some say it was an esrog, which would fit in, because esrog is tangy type of flavor. It is sharp, and that's why some people feel, I mentioned in the past, the charoses should have some tangy flavor in it. So, okay, so my wife makes charoses with apples, like all Ashkenazim. Sfaradim, by the way, I have any friends who are Sfaradim, they don't use apples. And then charoses. I never heard of it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention. Shulchan Aruch talks about honey, dates, and then figs, cinnamon, things that are made so compared to a Shir Hashem. It doesn't say apples. But Ashkenazim, apples is the main staple of the charoses, because that was the main fruit that they had in Europe. And so my wife makes them, but I always pour in some lemon juice, some orange juice, you know, to be able to see the sheet. Okay. I told you, the charoses you get in the mail from the Tells Yeshiva, I don't think it has apples in it. You get that? I know they sell some on the mail list. It tells the yeshiva for 50 years has been sending out charoset. It's packaged in one of things like you give to an astronaut. You know, these tin...
Freeze-dried,
you know. And, I thought that... The truth is, that's probably the real charoset. Real charoset. So, to my wife's chagrin, I mix that into the charoset that she makes. I told her, I met somebody once and tells the yeshiva. He's probably a little young. He's definitely a little younger than I am. He said when he was there, that was part of the seniors, whatever, they took them a few weeks before Pesach to make these packages. And he goes, you didn't think anyone ever ate that? I don't know. But anyway, but be that as it may, but the Orchis Chaim is in it, 1200, I think. So he talks about it, could go to, but it could be our apples here too, because there are such things as sour apples. Okay, I mean, you go into a supermarket, there are at least a dozen different type of apples, right? Granny Smith and then. Like a lady, something, you know, there are all kinds of. I know that when my daughter comes to Shabbos, she asks for a specific type of apple that she likes. I forgot about which one, but I always have to get that one. It's hard to find, you know, and of course, the most expensive one. You know, it's a lady something? No?
Pink lady.
Pink lady, maybe.
We were in high school, she told us that she's had an apple every day.
So what was that?
Remember, she was my teacher in high school.
Yeah, I know.
She told us she had like an apple every day.
Yeah, she's a big apple, but only a particular type of apple. Okay, anyway, she's a Funak that way. I used to get the Macintosh apples, those were the cheapest, you know, but to me they taste just fine, but good for baking, you know, but anyway, but Granny Smith and Pink Lady and all types, so there are sour apples, it could be that you're referring to, Peretz Chamuz and Tapuachim. Anyway, I mean, but all right, so that's just another example. You look in the Hagos, I mean, the Peretz, we've seen a number of times, in Mitzvah Yud Gimel, this Hagos on the Smack, right, in 2043. So he says... All right, he discusses, he also quotes a Baruch, that's the Sefer Truma, and he writes, Masakin Ereben Yomo, it's still a problem. The way we saw it, it says Yochalios, but the Rosh didn't learn Yochalios, the Rosh learned it is like that. And that's how Rabbeinu Peretz also says, and as I goes to the Smak, he quotes a Baruch, that our feeler Masakin Ereben Yomo, Kedamrina and Ba'akum, and one of the Zarek Abicholtes. Okay? And therefore, Lefiza Mashma, feel below Shamnunis Ben. In other words, he says like this. He says, if you're going to make the equation, so then it's got nothing to do with Shamnunis, clearly, because Shamnunis, remember, I told you that the Kula of Ena Ben Yomo is on Tom, okay, but not on Ben. So obviously, we're talking here about where there's no Shamnunis, because if there were Shamnunis, even Shamnunis, Pshita, the Kachesh, Lashana Ben Yomo, come over the Ben Yomo. Okay? So then he writes, okay, the old Prishman Baruch, Shulman, Ubzon, Kavashim, whatever, the different type of Kavushim, the different types of vegetables, Yeshem, Din, Snon, Vechiltis. He equates them to Chiltis. And that's his Shita, that it doesn't matter. Even an Ibn Yomo is a problem. Umiyu, however, Harabeni Yechiel, Omer, Ein Lecha, Elamah, Shem Chachamim, Vedafket, Snon, Vechiltis. He says, no, we're not required to add. Whatever it says in the Gemara is a davar charif. That's what the davar charif. We're not crying to figure out now all these other vegetables. Now, Rabbeinu Yechiel, I'm not sure who he means. One of the Balatos of Rabbeinu Yechiel, right? Quoted by Chilvah Paris, right? One of the Balatoses. But also the Rosh's father, the Rosh was named Rabbeinu Asher Ben Yechiel. So the Rosh had a son, the brother. One son was Rabbeinu Yaakov, the Tur, the Balatur. But the other is Rabbeinu Yechiel, that the Tur sometimes quotes his brothers. I'm not sure who the... and the years work out exactly, I don't know, whatever, but one of the many Achilles, whether it means the Rosh is the son, was named for his father, it means the Ben Achil Balatozov. He holds, Ein lecha ela ma'ashor chachamim, v'davka tznon v'chiltes. Okay? And he says other people agree with it. Okay? You know, he talks about botzel, kapflut, different types of things. And it's a harbor gdolim shavim b'zeh modim lo. So, and that's an interesting question. So
I think it would have to be really Achil Balatozov's.
The years don't work out. It was later. Right? That's my thought also. If it's been a parrot, it'll be contemporary. I didn't check the years, but I think you're right. Or fantasy. Oh, there you go. Okay. I think so. Okay. Anyway, all right. So he limits its own chilta. You know, it's interesting. It's not the same thing at all because it's doing a minig. But that's what many people assume. You know, even though it didn't turn out that with kidneys. You know, so I remember many years ago, before they became, I have my youngest son. He has autism. So years ago, when he was little, my wife found that a gluten-free diet was helpful for him. He controlled himself better. I'm not allergic physically, but nothing I'm physically. So she was years and years, 20, he's 25 now. So this goes back more than 20 years. So she discovered at that time, quote-unquote, quinoa, before it was popular. And now it's much more popular. She started to make the chonk. Every Shabbos with quinoa instead of barley because it has a similar texture. So I remember, I told you so. I remember when came Pesach, so I was wondering whether quinoa should be kidneyous or not. You know, barley, of course, is chametz, but I know it's not chametz, but maybe it's kidneyous. So I looked into it a little bit. It turns out that quinoa is from the spinach and beet family of vegetables. It's related to that, but it's not kidneyous. So I guess I have a shechter. So he said, I remember he said, go ahead, you can eat it. He said that we're not mechuyev to add, the minig, certain things was a minig, they considered it kidneys, and we're not mechuyev to add more things to the minig. You know, it didn't play out that way. And in different communities, there were different things what was considered part of the minig. That's true too. Different communities had different opinions of what was considered part of the minig of kidneys. In some places, they ate peanuts. I think that's a story that when the Mir Yeshiva students ran away to Shanghai, So in Mir, apparently peanuts were not considered kidneys. I remember as a kid you could get peanut oil with the OU. OUP. It was kosher pesach, you could get peanut oil. And that was shemen kidneys, but still, now you can't. But in the Mir Yeshiva, they ate peanuts. And the story is that one time when they were in Shanghai, there were other Jews in Shanghai also, not from the Mir Yeshiva. And one day during the break or whatever, the boys learning the Beis Medrash, and the lady who was cleaning up, the Chinese woman who was cleaning up, the sweeping the Beis Medrash, whatever, saw the boys were nibbling on peanuts, and she started screaming, "Chometz, pen alarita, Passover, you can't eat that." That's what she was talking about. Then they found out the other community they talked about eating considered kidneys. Okay, that's minig, but Reshefta did not feel that you had to add. So we used the quinoa. I would ask him every year to make sure he didn't change his mind. Then a few years later. The OU had a seminar or whatever on the radio or TV, I forgot already what it was, and they said that they didn't think that quinoa should be used on Pesach. And so I said, did you change your opinion? He said, no. He said, Rebelski felt there was a problem. He didn't want to make an issue about it. So, but now you can get kosher pesach quinoa. You can get it with the kosher pesach certification. Anyway, so it's a similar thing here. That's what the Minhag Chil is saying. That no, he's saying that you can't. You don't have to start adding things. Not the same. I'm just giving you a cane. Okay, so what does it say in Shulchan Aruch 44? Okay, Simon Sarivav said, Vezim chotach vashuman ubtzomim kreishim v'tamchon, which is called chrein. Right? Horseradish is also thrown in there. Okay, shakorin chrein. That's chrein. Okay. V'chayotze v'amidorim charifim u peres chamutzim. He throws in peres chamutzim fruits also. And he throws in dogim meluchim. Sharp, you know, what do you call it? Herring. Herring, I guess. Salty fish. Very salty fish. Dinam shove lechata potzlon. Same thing as radish. Okay? But he says, Mekomokomuta lecho mirkachos charifim shalav de komagon zanvil, deisham kalem yuchodim lekach. Okay, if they use only special things to cut it. I mentioned yesterday, that's the shaila about buying, you know, cut up fruits and vegetables from a fruits and vegetables store. If they have, you know that it's a type of a place that they would not use the knives and stuff that they use to cut the fruits and vegetables to sell to the public. The owner's not going to sit down and use that same knife for his ham sandwich for, he has for lunch, okay, or for his spread or something. He's not going to use that because they, you know, they wouldn't do that. That's what he mentioned over here. The Taz, it's a cotton olive, okay, and he says, Back on the first, that was the Siv Beis we just read. Back in Siv Aleph, which I printed, just didn't get to yesterday, but the back on Siv Aleph, which is printed in the note 27, okay? So Shulchan Aruch brings both days. He says, originally brings it's only a problem, B'tzakin Shalboser Ben Yomo, okay? And on that, the Taz comments, that's Kisraros Maran Beturdo, Mikra Dover Charf, Elakur Shal Chiltis. The only real Dover Charf is the Chiltis with regards to Ben Yomo, okay? The Menachev B'nei Me'er, Jehovah makes a hole in your stomach, right? That's what he said, Shal Behem, anyway, another person. But if you eat it, it can be, you know, it's very, very sharp. Okay, that's the first opinion. Again, the Taz has gone off, should have printed it above, I guess. It's going on the statement that the Mechaber first says it's only a problem with Ben Yomo. Okay, and I came cause of Kanchen also Ben Yomo, or it's Ena Makunach, then you have Shamnunas. Okay, but if you move to Sifkat and Gimel, but the Yesh Omrim is the other opinion, the Sefer Truma, right? Who says no? Hold over Karav Domi Lekur Shalchultas, and therefore Afilo Ena Ben Yomo is a problem. Okay, and as we explained, because the Agav Duch, the Sakina, he mentions, you know, the difference in that and Dogim Roschim, and so on. All right, so I just want to point out the Mechaber, if you look back in 27, I'll read inside, and see if I look, Tznono Silka Shechok Mesachim Shalboser Ben Yomo, or Ena Makunach, which is, you know, has the Shamnunas. So then, Osir Lecho Becholov Aichir Mokom Chadach Kedain Tils Mokom, Shukobi Etzba, but Be'ei Shomim Duadin Leina Ben Yomo. So that's the Mechokis. The Mechaber brings both days. The Mechaber brings both days. Okay? And Sivkot and Tess, he mentioned that Paris Chamutzim, he says the Chayod, the Tars Chata, I mean, quotes the name of Yisrael Heter, Tapuch and Chamutzim Lomat Miki Dabar Chariv. The apples are not. So that may depend on where your apples come from, I suppose. Okay, there are some more sour ones. All right? And he says, Venir the Mokom Hefzit, Yeshiz Mokal Zeh. Okay, you can rely on the Mokom Hefzit. Okay. By the way, another important thing I left out in Sefer Gimel, I mentioned yesterday, the only problem with the Dover Charev is with a knife. If I have a Dover Charev, like onion or lettuce, whatever you assume is a Dover Charev, and I simply put it down in a milchig a plate, that just resting it there is not a problem. It's with the action of the knife, both in the knees. Yeah.
I see you use like a fork to cut it.
I think it wouldn't matter. Anything that cuts, you know, that cuts, I think so. Well, a fork could be clean. Yeah.
The pressure that one, like if one is pushed, like
right,
on the surface.
Yes.
So what would Rebbe think about that?
So we'll see in a second. He says, someone says that if you cut it on that surface, you have both, then that's a problem. Yeah. All right. The Shach and Sivkot and Yud Beis, okay. Mentions about a Sofik, right? You're not sure. That's what the... But he quotes the Truma's Hadeshin that that's only by Chrein. Okay. The long Pisrei Tshuva, I'm going to go through this quick. I'm going to look at these notes. Okay. The Pisrei Tshuva and Sikot and Dalet has two important points here. First of all, he talks about Borscht. Okay, Borscht. You know what Borscht is, right? Your grandparents ate Borscht, right? Or your great grandparents, my grandparents. Whatever. Okay, it's not, I don't think it's so popular today. Maybe it is. It used to be in the, you go to the supermarket, so the quote-unquote kosher section had matzah and gefilte fish and borscht. That was about the limit of kosher food, huh?
My grandmother
still makes it. Still makes it, yeah. Russian background?
It's true.
Russian, huh?
When you were roommates for a short period of time, you used to make borscht.
Yeah, okay, no, I don't have...
He didn't like the smell.
I don't like beets. I haven't liked beets, so I don't eat beets in general, so... But people, I'm not making fun. You know, my father was a big borscht... and the different things, the sour cream and potatoes, and anyway, so that's the Pisgei Tshuva. So take a look, it's called Dalet. Linyan Borscht. Okay, whatever the language Borscht is. Okay. So anyway, he defines the Dover Charev. How do you define, but it's important, he defines the Dover Charev, okay, as something that you can't drink it down raw by itself. Okay, that's the Dover Charev. It's an interesting definition. Okay, can you eat it or drink it chai, without anything else? Okay, that's your quote, the name of the Prima God. It's an important definition. Okay, we also mentioned that once something's cooked, it loses its Dover Charifas. That's important too, but onion, sometimes cooked already, so it loses its Charifas because of the cooking process. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan, in my opinion, that Sivchof is also, is also maker uncooked. So, bottom line, just to finish this up, we'll move on to next, is really, there are quite a number of different sfeikas here with regards to Dabar Charif, bottom line. Okay? First of all, the whole discussion about knives. Our knives, in general, are not usually used in conjunction with a Kli Rishon. Our knives are ready when it's off the fire, right? We're not cutting and chopping the same way. So the, first of all, any blia that we have is probably not on, on our knives. We cut it, it comes to the table. You know, it's not hot on the grill. You're not cutting on the grill usually. You know, so that's one thing. Second of all, the question is there not banatra Dabar Charif? Does Eina Ben Yomo make a difference? And what is Dabar Charif? And what if it was cooked? And what if you cooked it with other things? a lot of room for coolers, even with a Dabar Charif. That's what you have to know. I mean, you look in the Svarim, you know, to see the conclusion. But I'm just saying there are a lot of sfeikas in the mix. Okay? All right, I'd kind of do it that time. Let's move on. No, keep it. Okay, we'll just call this Dabar Charif Part 2. Okay. I mean, it's the same thing. Okay, just a continuation now, but the same simon. So, now the question is, we saw before, okay, you have a spice that were chopped up with a fleshiga chopper. That's the Shulchan Aruch said in Siv Gimel, up to Siv Gimel, right, which is in the new packet, source one. Tavlin shenidocho medocho shel basar ben yomo osalachom b'chalav. Okay, if you have a ben yomo fleshig chopper, you know, grinder, or whatever you want to call it, okay, so then you're not allowed to eat it, and there's no din of not pranat because the tavlin is dover charif and so on. Okay, together with duch and sukkina, right? You can't eat that together with milk. Okay? The Sefer HaTzumah in Hilchos Isav HaHeter in Simon Nun Gimel Melech Shabalu Mibasar O Tavon Shadachom Vedochel Shabasar Venosna Melech Batav Shal Mechalav O Ibcha Melech Habalu Mechalav O Dochom Vedochel Shachom Nas Batav Shal Basar Deleka Lamisha Shemeshum Dahavi Nat Barnat Da Tavlin Chazak Vecharif Dahavi Maduch Kama Beis and Maduch is like the other Kli, right? He mentioned, oh, we saw this before, Pilpon Charifan also. Okay, the Maduch, the grinder, is like the plate, so to speak. It's like the in-between thing. But it absorbs directly from the, it's direct absorption of flavor. Okay? The question is, again, Halacha L'maaseh, the Rashbo is a tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Tov Mem Tes, source 3. He writes, "Umachmas ha'tavlin shenichtashu again, spice that were grounded up." Okay, so he says, "Afal pishosu chilzur goyim over time amishon dechad chilibis hakinah daramoi." Afal gadur osnam if gam muter agav chufer dechilz mechayale, but hocha davar muat. The Rashbo is makel when we're chopping only a little bit, okay, and a little bit of stuff was mixed together. Then the charifas does not work to. The Rashbo seems to make it depend upon the quantity. Chiltus is a big thing. Chiltus is big, right? And here we're chopping a small amount of to get powdered, whatever. He said that's not enough to make a problem. The Mashmo says it would be a problem if you made a lot of it. Yeah.
The tablet we're talking about is very important.
Yeah, yeah. But again, but the Rashbo seems to be makel if the tablet is. It's just a small amount. How much do you grind up at once? As opposed to the chiltas, which is a big thing. So that's what he says. Now, the Rambam also, I think I mentioned this already, okay? The Rambam says in Halacha Chavdal, or Perk Tez, Nechus Machalas Asuris, Sakin Shechotach Bosa Betzli, V'chazar means right away, V'chotach Botznon, V'kiyotu V'mishon Chariv, Oso La'ochon Mekuta. He says it has to be right away. I mentioned this yesterday, I think, also. It has to be like, it was almost immediately, okay? Which sounds like, how's he paskening? It's got to be Benyomo, because he said you cut it, that's what I'm bringing out here. Okay, it's got to be Benyomo, because he says you cut it right away. Chazar v'chotach means like right away, right? Then it's also lecha b'chutach. Avon chotach v'bosach, chazar v'chotach v'kisho, so avatiach, gorid, makom, other things that we said, we'll come back to that, just to cut off that place of the point of contact. But I'm just pointing out that from the Rambam, it looks like it has to be right away, meaning it's a mashma, it's just a benyomo is a problem. You know, benyomo is not a problem. Otherwise, you wouldn't have said tzakin shechot b'vosar and v'chazer v'chotah, which some implies, you know, some close connection to it. Okay? Now, for the Kesef Mishnah points out, as we said, okay, in 5, obviously hold that stone is lavdafka, because he says, Keotzibo and Dorach Harif, like we learned before. Okay? And he says also, he says, if you cut other stuff, sounds like it's not just the case the Gemara with turnips, but who are other things like bread or other yarokos and so on and so forth, because the concern is the shamnunis, the other stuff gets the shamnunis off also. Okay? And also he says it emerges from the Rambam, because the Rambam just said that's what he means, also v'chazar, meaning without cutting anything else in between. If you cut something else in between, which is not a davar charev, that takes away the whatever flavor there is. Okay. However, there goes Maimonides on that Rambam in Os Shin, some additions Os Rei, seems to disagree. He's cholik, because he says that no. He says even if the sakin is ain't a binyomo, the davar charev is strong enough, like those shittas. Okay. He says the third line of six, V'din ze afilu b'sakin she'ena b'nyomo. Z'agav chorim chav, like we explained before. So the Rambam seems to say it's only b'nyomo. V'chozah, I mean, he did it right away. Okay, but he disagrees. Here in the Shulchan Aruch, we said before, so the language of Shulchan Aruch, look back in one, is tavlin shenidochu. So Shachas, Kot Nirches, and seven points out, Luadin melach shenidochu, salt, anything else, called considered salt over charev. But dafka shenidochu, avalo kishonasunu b'medochu shel basar. It was just put in some kind of a bowl or some kind of a thing which was used for fleshing. That's not a problem, he said. It has to be that it was chopped up. Again, the duch of the sakina plays a role. In other words, it has to be, you need the duch of the sakina, right? The pressure of the cutting, I would say the fork also. Otherwise, just to sit, Dover Harv, just to sit the fleshing thing is not a problem. Okay? Now, what's interesting is the your test is that the Shach raised the Kasha. Okay? Here in Siv Gimel, again, he says, Tavot Shnidocho Medocho Shal Boser Ben Yomo. Now, if you remember, back in Siv Aleph, the Chabar brought both opinions. Remember, he said, Ben Yomo, that was the Maram Rudenberg, right? That we saw just today, right? Remember? And the other ship, he says, some say it's only Ben Yomo. Yay, show me! No, even if it's Ena Ben Yomo, it's still a problem. Why doesn't he quote the Ena Ben Yomo here? You know what I'm asking? Not me, the Shah. That's the Shah's Kasha. Why didn't the Mechaber here bring the other opinion, the sheet of the Yay, Shomrim, like he brought in Sif Aleph? Okay? Like he brought in Sif Aleph. Why here do you say it's only Ben Yomo? Right, that's the Sefer Tumah, but we had those who disagreed, right? So I'm sorry, Sefer Tumah is the one who disagreed. The Shach quotes the Sefer Tumah as the one who disagreed. Look at the third line. So caught in your test there, Mashma Dafil Kshenem Ben Yomo, sir, and why here didn't he bring it? Okay, so he says and he reads the Kasha, and he says in fact that is the halacha. Okay, that is the halacha. Okay, that even Eino Ben Yom was usher over here. V'chein das kol ha'rachorim v'chein no'agim. So the Shach is wondering, not only wonders, but he paskins against this. It doesn't have to be Ben Yomo. He says, what do you mean? Above we were choshesh for the sheet of Eino Ben Yomo, that even Eino Ben Yom was a problem like Hiltus, like by Hiltus. So the Shach says, in fact, the halacha is like this, Yei Shomim. Difficult why he doesn't quote it. Okay? Rekiva Eger kind of defends the other position, okay, the Rekiva Eger. Basically says, no, I'll tell you why. Because over there, it's a quote, we have Shas Kasha, why doesn't the Mechaber quote the other opinion? We follow that other opinion, that was a shot. Okay, but Rekiva Eger gives a teretz, and he says, no, above, the Mechaber is talking about Snon, okay, and Snon is like Hiltus, okay? But here we're talking about Tavlin. Tavlin is different, okay? So Tavlin, Take, it has to be Ben Yomo. It we don't extend the din all the way, okay? Because the things are different, okay? He writes, L'niz Daiti Yesh Lomar, it's in the second line there of nine, L'niz Daiti Yesh Lomar, the Hocha Samchina B'tzir V'Poskin, the Rak B'Tznon, Duk of V'Charif Mafli, right? It's only about Tznon you have that combination. That's who's that? Those are B'Nichil. Right? It says only what the Gemara mentions. So in Sif Aleph, there's such a shita because there were maybe Rechoshe, it's like Chiltas. But here, they're talking regular Tavlin, which are other types of Dover Charif, so it doesn't matter. Okay? Now, in Sif Gimel, okay, the Ramah mentions the other shita. Okay, the Ramah says, V'yesh Omer Filo Einam and Yomah. That's the Ramah. Okay, the Ramah is Choshish for it. But as the Bureau Group points out, in Sivar Gimel, Kisvar Achronos Shem Sif Aleph. The question is, why did the Mechaber? So, okay, so the Shach says, Takeh Shuruv, and we pass that way, and the Givikiv Eger gave an answer, why not? All right, but I mean, the Bureau Group says, you know, it's Kisvar Rishonim. However, printed in many editions of Shulchan Aruch, you have the Beis Meir, the Chiddush of Beis Meir on the page of Shulchan Aruch. So it's a separate sefer, but in some editions of Shulchan Aruch, they print the Beis Meir. So the Chiddush of Beis Meir, the Ramah of Yesh Omer on this Ramah, okay, that even the Ramah says this is Taka only by Tznon also. Otherwise, you're putting together two chumras, okay, which he doesn't think it's right. You don't think you have to. In other words, Ramah kind of is marrying two chumras. One, again, as we saw in the Tosafot, that no, not Bernan, also that there's no Ben Yomo, and he says it's true by all Dover Charevs. So he thinks it's not right to put all the chumras together, and he says he thinks the Ramah only means lechatchila. Rak lochus lechatchila, but the avikon the midid shchiach shechot lo b'tzelam asaken cholav zasmut chel shabbos. The stoma asaken and ben yomo, but his kavish can climb on stam ken ben yomo, so it's mutter b'di avid. So the base mayor wants to learn, and also the prichodesh. Okay, as also a tzad lohakel. Okay, he says just like by bishul. Okay, the by once it's not by not by bishul, so it also is going to be. You know, so if it's cooked, it certainly has a dover charev. Okay, so there's no that we have a kula. We have a kula, if not parnat, even by dover charev, if it's cooked. So anyway, the achronim. What do Ramah mean? Yeshon filo ben yomo. So the Beis Meir learns from chatchila. But if already you cooked it and so on, so then it's the evidence it's okay. All right. And the Bechadosh also disagrees. I quoted the Plessy, okay, the Plessy in 14, here it's in Sadi Vav, Sif Aleph. Plessy also, he says, if there's also against the Ramah. Vemokum Tzorech and so on. He goes, Rav Bechadosh, he said, Gol Shamano, demand the Sovereign Nitzel Mutter, the Achurfa, the Snor, Olam Itzli. Okay? He's saying, because, you know, we have a cooler, when it's roasted. So you're going to say that the Dover Charev is even more chomer? He doesn't think so. Okay, and therefore he says that Mokum is a Tzorek, is the Yesh Lahakel. Okay. However, the Prima Godim in Siman Tzadivov, Siman Yud Tez, on the Shach, the Sifsei Das, I'm sorry, yeah, on the Shach, the Prima Godim. Also, again, he says that also in his note that it be Makel, but he says, nevertheless, we hold not Barnat, you know, that not Ladina, and I'm Kamel and Karav, Lamaisa, feel not Barnat, Vena Menyomo, Loma Hanami, Dover Charev. He says, a lot of room to be Makel, but he says, Sof, we follow what Ramah said. We're not going to read the whole thing, but I printed for you a nice summary of this issue on Dover Charev. There's a whole sefer somebody wrote on Dover Charev, by the way. I think it's called Dover Charev. Not Dover Charev, Kilchoso. I'm just playing Dover Charev. You've seen it? It's a whole sefer. So I'm only trying to give you an overview here. But the Shaul Zatshuva is Divrei Yatziv. That's the Kloisenberger Rabbi, the previous Kloisenberger Rabbi. Has a collection of Tshuva. The collection of Tshuva is called Divrei Yatziv. Okay. This Kloisenberger Rabbi, last name is Halberstam, a cousin of the Sathmar. He lost his whole family. I think he lost a wife. I think 10 or 11 children were all killed. He survived, but his wife and family were all killed in the Holocaust. And he came here and he rebuilt, remarried, and had more children, and built the Kloisenberger Chassidim. They're based now in Union City, New Jersey. Here in other places also, Sons, Kiryat Sons. Okay, that's where this tshuva was written, Kiryat Sons, which is in Netanya. They have a big hospital, the so-called Laniato Hospital. That was also from the Kloisenberger Rebbe. And he was an Adam Gronel mode, Rabbi Asher Weiss, the Talmud of the Sanhedrin of the Divya Tzir. Anyways, he has a tshuva in Chelek Yeredeyes in Chav Gimel, where he goes through all the Inyanim. So if you look, he has all the different shitas and Rabbi Basu Cholov, okay, and with a knife, a dirty knife, clean knife. I don't want you to just summarize the whole thing. Okay, so any assumption about the whole thing is only the Rabbanon. Okay, so you have some time. You want a good review. This is a good review. That's why I printed it for you. Okay, the Chochmas Adam in 17, Chal Nun Vav in Siv Beis, as it deals with your question. What if you cut it on the plate? Okay, so that to have a flavor on the plate is also because the knife's also scraping on the plate when you cut. Okay, so that the flavor. That's what the Chayadim is talking about. You cut on a plate. Okay, so you have radish, which is cut with a milchig plate, a fleshig knife. Okay, would that be a question? Okay, and you have Ducha Sakina. Ducha Sakina is on the plate. Okay, so if it presses down, so it's a problem. It will be a problem. Okay, but even probably even the plate. The plate could also become a problem. If the plate is a milchig plate, it's a fleshig knife and so on. So that's what the Chochmas Adam deals with your question. And finally, there's a Magen Avraham that I want to bring to your attention in Hilchos Pesach. Okay, Hilchos Pesach is in Tav Nun Aleph, and it's Sivkot Lamed Aleph. Magen Avraham, he says, bottom line is, you know, when the flavor goes to the Darvah Charif, you know, again, it can impact the plate also. It's about bottom line, it's best to have separate knives for use only for Darvah Charif. Many people have a separate onion knife. That you know, avoid the problem. When I have an onion, I always use this knife. Okay? All right, let's just finish up this simon. Okay, this here, Darvah Charif is not like the goyim. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says, May limonis, lemons. Lemons also sharp. Okay, sifdala now. I'm going through this quick, but you follow, right? There's not. Hopefully, a chance you'll see everything inside. You're looking at those who came. But the Shulchan Aruch writes the Dalit, May limona, Shemei Bavikachavim, Vigain Chatichos Dag Maliach, salted fish, herring, Shemeviim in barrels, they're mutter, okay? They're mutter. Because even if they were cut, look what the Ramo writes, Mibnei Shemeviim Har Bebiachad, Vafim Nesu Mitzosim, Shenetchu Burishonim, Sakins of the Chavim, נסבטלו באחרים הנחתוכם אחר כך שאין לסור כי כבר נסדת אותם הסקים בראשון ולכן כולם מתאים. Look what he says. Okay? He says, you're going to cut, let's say the guy Taki used his, you know, trafe knife to cut up these lemons or to cut up these fish. He's now bringing in a large quantity. I mean, each time you cut the item with that knife, so more, a little more of the. After a while, you cut it with that same knife. There's nothing left. What do you do with shamnunas all the time? There's nothing left. You follow? That's what I was saying. The Ramah explains it. But they're bottled on the rest of them. That's what he says. They bring them in a large quantity. Yeah.
So when you're talking about this, we keep talking about the supermarket case, so there's never anything that would apply to even in like a mom and pop shop that's really small. Presumably they cut all day.
You have to know the mitzvahs. It makes sense. But the only question you don't know, when did he eat lunch? When did he eat, you know, but I personally think it's going to be making all these cases. I wouldn't do it, you know, but if you have a fruit and vegetable store. Look, we're not living in, Sheboygan, maybe there's a nice kehill in Sheboygan, but I mean, we're living in, you know, you can get cut up fruits and vegetables in the kosher stores also. There's no shala to begin with. All right, maybe it's not, I don't know if it's tasty or not. or if it's, maybe it costs more, you know, but you can buy cut up pineapple and cut up other things in the kosher stores too, so you want to, but I think, again, that there's a lot of room to be making.
What about Julio's?
Yeah, right. That's okay, yeah. I personally, Julio's is I think it's Julio because it's Italian, not Spanish.
Oh, yeah?
He's
sorry.
Italian.
Sorry.
Okay, Italian's called Julio, and they pronounce it J, but the Spanish, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, so Julio's is a fruit and vegetable store in the Teaneck area that my wife thinks that they must inject sugar into the pineapples or into the fruits because they're so sweet, they're very good. And so that's going to look, I think personally, I don't mind, there's a lot of room to make them. I think that all they sell in the store is fruits and vegetables, the boutique fruit and vegetable store. You know, it's hard for me to believe that they would use the knife that he used for his ham sandwich in the back, and I was going to get in the fruit.
But would the same idea apply? Meaning, even if they did use it for something else, the fact
yeah, you could say that they're also tzabokal, yes.
Does that certainly, what you're saying right now, certainly would apply in like a hotel or something like that? Like,
I would think so, if it's a good quality, you know, it's a proper place.
They're probably using the same knife for the...
Just use a special fruit knife. They're not using it to cut this ham sandwich for lunch.
Right.
It depends on the place, but probably, again, it depends on the place. You know, as I say, you go into one of these little vegetable food stores that has also, they sell, meat, they sell 55 other things. You know, I'm not saying, I think there's more room to be worried over there, yeah.
So everything would be a case of, like, you met Charles Levar, you can just ask.
Well, the question was,
it's a weird question.
Then you're with Namonis, and you're with Namonis. Doesn't have a Namonis, really, especially he knows that you're asking for religious reasons. Anyway, I think there's one, the bottom line is there's one to make. Okay. And the question of Pesach is a different story. Because Pesach is a mashal, you know, so I wouldn't do a Pesach. And a year? No. I think there's one to make. Again, you want to be safe, so buy from Cedar Market or whatever. But of course, more, maybe, I don't know, jewelry's not too cheap either, so as I recall. So, anyhow. So that's the Shulchan Aruch over here. If you want to take a look, I didn't on the sheets, because not in the Barlan database, but about the Shulchan. You know, as a whole cheshbon to figure out that how much of the sakin after all goes into the lemon, and then it comes out, and you always have shishim, so he gives it a whole cheshbon. Okay? The Taz in Sukkot Nir Beis, doesn't go through this, Taz in Sukkot Nir Beis talks about the kruv, which is a cabbage. Okay, I don't know if that's a, he considers it a harv, I'm not sure. Okay? It has the same kula, but I'm not sure why what kula was an issue. Okay. The Shach explains in Kotnu Kaf, and that's what's important, is that even within Dover Harif, there are gradations. Not all Dover Harifs are created equal. That's what emerges in all this, right? You know, Chiltus is more, and so on and so forth, and that's what the Shach says. He's talking about lemons and things, and there's room for kulas in different areas. That's what the Shach points out. Okay, we're not machmir by chiltis. Okay, but he makes a distinction between different types of things which are very charif and things only ktsas charif. Okay, I'm trying to find the words in the shop quickly. Like he uses that language, no ktsas charif. I'll see it at the moment, but I believe he does. No, there's something, there's charif and there's charif. Anyway, I don't recall to the words now. With something that's a dover, that's a ksas harf, he has a distinction between you know, those kinds of things and other types of dover harf. I mentioned maybe the Prima Gadi mentioned it. Yeah, I don't know. But okay, but there is a chilek. Okay.
The Prima Gadi in 33. No, isn't that
33? It's what grade. Oh, it's the same thing. It's true at different times. That's what sweet stuff. Yeah. But it could be the same thing here. Yeah. Okay. The Pregonim here, essence in Kasha. Look in 22. The Pregonim is caught in Chof. And it's just a Das. Yes, and the question, 1 second. How does it help with the lemons? Well, the first doesn't, you know, we said before, you asked the question, it was butts. I said it's butts on the rat. The first one. The first lemons that are cut. Okay, good. So the first lemons that are cut. So now the blea in the knife comes out, and it goes in the lemon, but it's now reabsorbed into the knife. So now I cut the second lemon, the same thing, the third lemon. Before we said that each time it's less and less and less. But the Prima Gadi one is, why is that true? Why is that true? Each time the juice in the lemon, which now became usser because of the, or also became fleishig or milchig, whatever the gender of the knife was. Okay, so each, how can you be mata the lemon? Okay, each time you cut the first lemon, so the, each time it's like a new, it's like starting anew, because you follow, it's like cut the first lemon with this fleshing knife. So now the sharpened lemon brings out the flesh. Good, so then we said, by the time I cut that 12th knife, there's no more flesh. No, what do you mean? But you have from the original lemon, the juice came back into the knife. Okay, came back in, right? So that so each time it starts all over again. Okay, so he proposes that look in the second line. The ein karav pola haflit ulav liya bekli echad. Okay, the duch of the sakino, the din of a davar karav, it's not, it can't both absorb and what's the word? Bring in, enter. Can't pull out and put in. That's his point. They can't do the same thing. Okay, that's the pergadim. Okay, the davar karav can't both bring out the flavor of the sakin and bring new flavor into the sakin at the same time. It only does one thing. It pulls it out. That's why it doesn't work over there. Okay, and the Taz finally, the Taz in Yud Gimel, so Kot Yud Gimel talks about apples. He said to talk about worms in an apple, okay, which means that assuming that an apple is a dover charef, okay, he says that the klipa is okay, but that's a dover hamos. And he's makel by a dover hamos. Okay, he says, Yesh gamkein, he says, Kaven shemakim with dover shenaf shalom kotzal of Yesh gamkein lahakli b'chota chatola imapri, shemutai de klipa. And I was, the old joke, right? What's worse than finding a worm in an apple? Finding half a worm in an apple. Okay, so here you cut the apple, and now you look inside, and guess what? There's a half a worm. So now the apple is a dor charf, it's bolea, the whole, you know, the forbidden flavors. He said, here you can be makel because it's the dover shalom kot, naf shalom kot solo. All right, last thing, we'll finish up the simon is dover she'eno charf. Okay, so remember in the Gemara, Gemara talked about cucumbers, right? The top of Kufi Beis Malach, 24 Abba Kishos. There, all you need is greiro, or something with greida, just to scrape off, okay? And kilchi de lift the shari, leaves of turnips are okay, silka beets not okay, and if you cut the else in between, it's fine. Okay, so again, we saw the Rashi's already. Okay, the point is that the first Rashi Kishos was important for the previous sugya, but and the bottom line is, something which is not a dover harf, which was cut with a fleshig knife, so all you got to do if you want to use the milk is simply scrape gray raw or gray da, it's the same thing. It's kind of used interchangeably. I think garir means in modern Hebrew the toe, no? Rechav zei, I was just saying, so rechav zei garir. So you park over here, you can get towed. Okay, so Yerushalayim is impossible to find parking. No, it's like New York City. Right, so... but anyway, so you go, but I mean, there's here means scrape off to kind of remove, to pull away. So so that's with regards to, and Rashi says, lift a turnip, right, is eno charif ala motok, it's sweet. Sweet doesn't have to mean sugar sweet, but so it's not sharp. Okay? Now, the run here on the riff, okay, mem aleph and aleph on the page of the riff here. So the dafkets known dagavachorbal etc. Go raid. He has a lotion. Go raid with the dalad. The dalad and raid is the same thing. Okay. Go raid ma'at besak and mokum chetach ba'ochel af bekutach. Right. You can scrape off the point of contact. Fleshing knife to cut the cucumber, to cut tomatoes, whatever. To cut them is not a dabachar. Okay. So you can eat it with milk as long as you cut it off. We talk about milo sagile b'hadocha. Okay, just rinse it off. And we sort of with other things and rinse it off. What the maximum, right? Rinse it. Well, you have to scrape away anything. Well, I have to scrape anything, okay? So he says, "Yeshalmosh mituchl mitoch lachusam mi efshala diachosan." Okay, because there's water, there's liquid in it. Okay, you can't really wash it off. The adav the hadocha and nisrach yoser. Washing off this vegetable, you know, that place could make it mushier and make it worse. Okay, and therefore you just scrape off that part. Because greida, that's one thing he says. In other words, the one thing Ron says, he said a couple important things here in this Ron. One thing is you don't have to wash off these type of vegetables because they're wet, you know, and therefore it'll kind of ruin it, so to speak. Okay? Therefore, hadocha is not enough. Now then he says, just for clarification, the hagreida psucha min haklipa. Scraping is less than klipa. Okay, it's even less. This scrape is less than klipa. Shaklipa, I don't know how many millimeters it is exactly, but it says shaklipa tzvichas te gasa ktas. Kadesh Yuchalin Otel Kula Kechad. Peel means you can grab it and pull it off. Right? You can take from the top and pull it down. It's thick enough. Okay, that's what klipa means, the shell, so to speak. You can, it's gasuk tas. Kadesh Yuchalin Otel Kula Kechad. Ma'ashain Tzokim Begreda. Greda is just have to, it is less. You know, if you, you know, sometimes you ever use a peeler to peel like zucchini or cucumber or something like that. So, you know, even once you've scraped it with that thing, sometimes there's still some of the peel is left. It's not, you know, it's like take a banana peel, you can pull it off, right? That's klipa. But with other things, the grade is less than that. Grade is just scraping off, just mamish that top part. It's even less than klipa. That's what Ron points out. Okay? There's two guys that have a certain thing. And then he says, and the tilas makom, which we talked about, is more than klipa. Because you have to have it, it's thicker, like you know, we said today, oh, we had to let it run. So he's just telling you this important run. He's telling you the different shiurim here. What's interesting is the Mordechai, in Chulin, and in our parakalabosa, Remez Tov Shin Yud Bey, 27, the Mordechai says something else. Okay, quotes the Gemara and so on, some of the things we've seen already. But he mentions that the reason why you don't wash it off, okay, just a second. Just a moment. First part of the video. Yeah. He's Aval Olin Shal Kaflut Ukruv, cabbage, all types of cucumbers. Enam Chazok and Charifim. They're not so Charif, okay? And they only need Hadocha. Aval Chotach Kishos, Avatia Gard, Avatia Sagwa, the Charif Ma'at. That's what you're referring to. The Charif Ma'at. See that? It's a different reason. He says the reason why Hadokah is not good enough for those things is because they do have some harifas. So they're bolea a little bit. It just doesn't spread like by tzonin throughout the whole thing. Follow that distinction? And again, it goes back to what we said before, there are different types of things. So some things, take, the Mordechai is saying, the washing will work. It doesn't mention this thing of Iran, that if it's mushy or whatever, it's going to ruin it because of liquid. He just says that the Mordechai says that it's kishuim requires greater because it does have a little bit of charifas to it. Okay, it does have a little bit of charifas to it. The Tur writes in 28, in chotach kishuim besakin shobosa mutalach mohal below klipa rak shi garer makom achtach. Okay, in chotach left for the greater it's arach hadoka balma. So you know, he accepts that distinction. Okay. And then he said, not like that, but afilu tznon shechot achachare alefesh shari ba'adochi. The tznon afterwards, because it took away the thing. So that's what we said before, if you cut something else in between, you didn't go directly like the Rambam says, that's also cooler. All right? Reish Yosef simply points out why this distinction. Well, he tells you to go back to the original Gemara. So go back for a second to the original Gemara. Reish Yosef points this out. Where is the original Gemara? In, I'm confused, base, but where is it? I printed it. Yeah, go back to the original Gemara. When the Gemara mentions Kilcha Delifta, look back in 24. Aval Kishos, because cucumber is, so Gori Lebepa, Gori or Gori, you scrape. But Kilcha Delifta, Shari. What does Shari mean? It's Mutter. Doesn't sound like I do anything. It's Mutter and Gans. So that's what he also points out. Okay, the Gemara never mentions that turnips require anything, it doesn't even require Hadocha. Okay? What it means is, no, so it explains, it means love to the exclusion of a davar charif. It's not mutter completely. It just doesn't need what the davar charif needs. But it needs the least thing. The least thing is the hadocha. The least thing is the hadocha. The primogodim, we'll move to wrap up. Okay, the primogodim in the Sivkotin Chavala, Sivkotin, one second. Sivkotin Chavala, yeah. Did I do it out of order? Oh, it's out of order. Okay, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Right, the Purgatim simply says that he says it on the Shach, but if he says Nafkaminu between the Ran and the Mordechai, okay, remember the Ran said you need the grade by cucumbers and so on, and because if you wash it'll get mushed up, okay. And the Mordechai said, no, there's some type of harifus. The Purgatim simply points out, and Nafkaminu will be, what if you know you have a brand new knife? So he says, according to the Ran, if you think about it, he says, according to the Ran, okay, then you wouldn't need greater. Get a brand new knife, nothing happened. But according to the Mordechai, you would still need, because there is some harifus. There may not be, is that automatically true? That's what he said. Okay.
If you never use the knife,
it's not. Yeah, 1 second. It can't be, not that you never use it, but it was, if you know that it was clean.
Yeah,
if it didn't have any shamnunas, yeah. That's what you have to say. Yeah. That's what I'm sorry, not that it's yeah. You're right. You're right. It's got to be the never shamnunas. Okay. Let's finally see the last sif in the Shulchan Aruch sif. Hey, 30. Chotach kishuin, the sack and shobosa, mutalach and mechal, but great elevat. Shigam rak matach, the chotach will lefes, I feel greater than tzar. El adoch abalma. Even though it didn't say that in the Gemara, but adoch does require. Below od el afil tznon shechotach hachalefes, shar be adoch and lefes. Pitam alefes, mishuna umavatal tam aniflet min a sackin. Okay? But he says a special din of turnips that it knocks out the flavor. I'm all right. Zadavka lefesh hamashun abal yerek olech mashard v'amlo. Okay, abafilu belefesh ein lahati lachtoch tzon rak pam achas olo harbe pam and lo shachata kol pam lefesh ben chaticha tzon v'tzon. So he says lefesh has the power to, so to speak, obliterate the blia. Yeah.
So you have to be cold water.
Yeah,
because it was hot water. Then it would make it usher.
Correct.
Okay.
The Taz writes, "Grade the levad." Again, as we explained before, you don't need hadocha. And grade is less than klipa, like we explained before. Okay. The shach, there's the last couple of shachs. Okay. Mentions that distinction between the shach and chavala. The klipa has to be thick enough to peel by itself, and grade is less than that. Okay, and the important shachas of Katan Chav Gimel also, just adding, and that's what the, okay, the important of Katan Chav Gimel is, he talks about l'chatchilin b'di'evid. This whole din is b'di'evid, but b'di'evid means after you cooked it, not after you cut it. In other words, we had this once before. What is l'chatchilin b'di'evid? Okay, in other words, if it was already cut up, and you can't cut it with that in mind. And so, in other words, but l'chatchila means after it was already cut up, not after you had the flavor. Let's see when I find the words. All right. L'chora mashma v'loshon zed l'chatchila osa lachta v'otzon la'ochle imbosar. Afal pisha kvar chotach v'olefes. Even if you cut a turnip in between, you can't l'chatchila do that. Okay? And then machokas about it. But it means you already cut it. So then you can eat it, but you can't plan to do it that way. Okay? And finally, the Pesach Teshuvah talks about fish. Okay? You know, if you have non-salty fish, no tofel fish. Okay? So then it's mutter, even if it was cut with a goyish thing, but you have to cut off. And this relates to the question, this Pesach Teshuvah relates to the question of going to a fish store. Can you go to, again, we don't think about this too much around these parts, there are plenty of kosher fish stores. But can you go to a regular plain fish store that sells all kinds of fish? And the halacha is that you can, if you can recognize the fish. Let's say salmon is recognizable. If you feel comfortable recognizing the fish, you can see on the skin their fins and scales. If you know, I mean, their fins, but you'll see the scales. Okay, and you can tell that it's kosher fish. Then you can buy that fish. The question is, when he cuts it for you, okay? I'm not talking about filleting it, that's a different problem. But let's say he cuts just a piece, you want 3 pounds, he cuts off 3 pounds or whatever, okay? Even if it was mutter, even if it was cut by a goy's knife, okay? But you have to wash off that place, okay? And perhaps you have to do grade as well, okay? That's what Pesach Teshuvah discusses. So theoretically, it should be mutter, I think it is mutter, to go to a fish store, if you can tell the fish what kind of fish it is.
With white fish, it's harder.
Yeah, sure, a lot of fish. And again, once it's filleted, it's almost impossible. Okay, it can always mixed in. Okay, but you can see, sometimes they have the whole fish. You can see that it's salmon.
For salmon, even once it's filleted, it's a problem?
So the problem with filleting it is if we're going to require washing off the point of contact with the knife, so that's going to be pain because it's all cut up already, but theoretically it could work. Okay?
You have to wash it, you just wash the whole
thing. The whole thing, yeah.
Piece of salmon, it's not so hard.
Yeah. Okay, again, today people buy the kosher, we have kosher things available. If you live out in a place, you don't have it. That's what you can do. You can identify the fish, or you can see the skin on it because it's got scales. You know enough about how to tell.
You know, people who bring their own knife.
So that avoids that problem, right? Right. That avoids the problem. I know also people go to this one. They ask them to please cut it with this knife. Okay, and then you know it's a kosher knife from home, and they cut it. It's still a good idea to rinse it off. Still a good idea.
Meaning, do you trust them now that they're violating health standards willingly?
Oh. No, it's not mutter to do
but
that.
Also, they cut the fish before that knife.
Yeah.
Meaning, if it's a whole side, it's a whole.
Yeah, side. I don't know. I don't think
it's only for the first time.
Yeah. Okay, so that finishes this simon and Bez Hashem. So tomorrow.